live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Hey again, everybody. Welcome to Wrestling Observer Live here in the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. And however you're listening to us right now, AM, FM, satellite, American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, TuneIn, iHeart, iTunes. Just want to say thank you for making us the most listened to daily professional wrestling and mixed martial arts program in the world. And I am Mike Sempervivi here once again, but unlike yesterday, not flying solo today. Got my man Josh Nason back. Josh Nason's Punch-Out, jack of all trades over at f4wonline.com/wrestlingobserver.com, where you should be a member. Boy, is this a good week to be a member as we lead in to the UFC show. 203 coming up this weekend. CM Punk makes his debut. Boy, what a weekend we just had. We're starting this week off with a Raw and the new generation of Raw with Kevin Owens, your heavyweight champion of the world, I believe. Or I'm sorry, of the universe. Of the universe, that is. Triple H still wishes he was heavyweight champion of the universe. We'll see how his part of the deal plays into the story and how much actually gets explained tonight with what went down with Triple H and Stephanie and Seth Rollins and I guess Mick Foley, unless he's just going to be an innocent bystander in all this, the commissioner of Raw. So a lot of stuff to talk about, and we want to talk about it with you. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Get a hold of us on Twitter as well, at Sempervivi or at Josh Nason. Just a ton of stuff. If you went to Bola, give us a call. If you had a chance to stream or go to Chikara, let us know. I don't think too many of you, except for Oliver Kopp maybe, listening over in Germany, had a chance to go to the UFC 93 Hamburg show. But if you have any thoughts on anything that took place there, which wasn't a whole lot of notes to come out of that show, we'll talk to Josh a little bit about that show on the lead into to 203. But if you have any thoughts on that too, you know, go ahead and let us know as well there. And obviously the CMLL show, a lot of people have probably seen it since last night. Really, really fun. Again, not as great as some of the other anniversary shows, but it was a fun one. So if you have any thoughts on that, let us know. 1-800-878-PLAY. We get this thing started up right after the break. This is Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead, I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call. Toll-free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, everybody, we are back. Mr. Announcer-Man was half correct. I am Mike Sempervivi. Brian Alvarez not here. Successful defense of his Canyon Beach Championship last night. Got another one coming up tonight. Right now he's over at the chiropractor's getting worked on. Massage is going to come up a little bit later on before he is sent out to battle again one more time on the beach. So very professionally coming in to hold it down with me once again is the jack of all trades over at WrestlingObserver.com, the host of Josh Nason's Punch-Out, Mr. Josh Nason. Josh, how are you?
Things are good, Mike, and I got one question for you to start out with. Have you seen any good pictures on Twitter lately?
I've seen a handful of good pictures on Twitter. Some of them have larger arms than others. I know that. My arms aren't that big.
I need to start working out during watching UFC shows and TV shows, apparently. Man, it's quite a workout. I can see some sort of workout DVD or some sort of VHS tape or something like that coming up in the big guy's future.
Yes, the godfather, the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, Mr. Dave Meltzer, who, look... Dave, if you've ever seen a picture of Dave Meltzer, and I don't know how far you have to go back to find a picture of Dave Meltzer not thick-necked and in shape and looking like he could do some damage, you got to go back a long, long time for that to happen. Dude's always been in shape, and I know he is kind of flabbergasted right now with some of the reaction to the shot of him, but it's just one of those things. I think a lot of people maybe don't realize how big he is or how in shape he is, and they just think of him as like newsletter guy. They don't maybe actually realize or have seen pictures of him, but yeah, I think by the angle that thing was taken, it was if nothing else, very flattering for Dave, although I know he'd want to play that down.
5-star dumbbell curls, Mike.
That's it's looking good, which apparently all of Bola came out of the weekend looking good, at least if you went there. The problem with that is obviously the turnaround on that show where cools off, and it's interesting. Bola is an interesting thing. Josh, I want to ask you about this because you're on the East Coast, and I'm not sure how involved you are as far as thought into independent wrestling other than on a work level. You know what I mean? As far as seeking it out nationwide or anything like that. But Bola is an event that is, I don't think it was obviously intended to be this way, but it has become an event for the guys. It has become an event for guys who are close to the guys, girls and gals that are close to the people that are working the show and working around the show. And obviously being in Reseda, California, it allows a lot of hardcore wrestling fans who may or may not have a name in Hollywood or have an interest in wrestling for some reason or another to congregate. And it's so few people, what, only 400 people. So at best you get, what, 1,200 people into that show who could officially see it. What do you think about Bola? Because it cools off because people can't turn around and see the matches. And some people will say that, you know, there's a reason for that. Some of these matches aren't as good as said. And, you know, if you're not there and in the moment, maybe they're not as good as you think that they are. Now, I don't know how true that is or anything like that, but what's just your feel of Bola and what it is as an event? And does it have any effect on you as a wrestling fan at all?
What's interesting about Bola, and for those that don't know, it's this Pro Wrestling Grill, this indie, the little indie that could out in California, does about 8 events or so a year, 8 to 10, and they don't stream via internet pay-per-view. Basically, the only way you can get these shows is you either got to be there, which is very hard to get tickets for, or you have to get the DVDs. What's interesting to me is that in this world of on-demand everything, I can get anything I want at any time, at any place, if it's a, you know, a movie, a TV show, you know, music, a wrestling match from this era, for the most part, almost everything possible out there, you can get with a snap of fingers and a couple of keystrokes and you're there. This is like a throwback, a bastion, these old days of the only people that can hear about it or see it are the people that are there, or you have to wait months and months and months for this DVD set to come out. It's so old school, but it's interesting because most promoters, if they're having this level of success with anything, would be like, how do we make it bigger? How do we maybe do a bigger building? How do we do the iPay-per-view? How do we do that type of stuff? But they're just not doing it. And it doesn't turn off the attendance. It doesn't turn off the outside interest of it. You know, could they be making more money? Obviously they could, but I'd be interested to hear why they're not interested in maybe doing that. And maybe this is a thing where they're like, we're happy, we're profitable how we are, and it is what it is. And, you know, I'm sure for the rest of us, I mean, if put it this way, if Bola was available via internet streaming, I can't imagine it not doing great numbers outside the region because everyone would be able to see it live and experience it. But maybe for some reason that would hurt that experience and that buzz factor. I don't know. There's an interesting case in 2016 of a promotion that could be bigger but doesn't really want to be.
Let's see. As long as they wouldn't become too full of themselves and too, you know, hey, look at us for their own good. You know, only running in for 400 people could still work. In fact, it could be more as far as driving people to watch on iPay-per-view because it's like, I got to be a part of this. I got to feel this. And I don't know what their deal is as far as guys performing live on a video on demand or iPay-per-view. If they're signed to Ring of Honor, if they're signed to Evolve, if they're signed to any of those places. And I think that's always been one of the things that has caused some issues with things like that. I believe it is, at least. I could be wrong about that. If somebody knows, they can let me know. But that also is what makes it so special, too, and why, you know, there's got to be a way to get it across because you get to see these guys in places where politics don't matter. And I'm sure ROH, you know, there's somebody old school at ROH that just is thinking about Fish and O'Reilly dressing up as the boys with Dalton and it's driving them nuts or something like that. But you get a chance to see that on that show, and that, you know, having the ability to see that, I tell you what, I think no matter what happens, and I don't know if this has happened before, I don't think it has, although I haven't paid attention maybe as well as I should have, the idea of Chikara King of Trios being on during the day on a weekend, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or I guess you can't really do it Friday, but you know what, with Bola being in LA and Chikara being on the East Coast, you could do this and actually pull it off time-wise anyway, where making that the new, like, you know, an addition to the wrestling calendar on that weekend would be awesome. I love that idea. And if there's a UFC show like there was this weekend, that's just a little bit of a bonus. CML obviously as well too, but I would actually like that idea.
What was interesting is, so King of Trios was this past weekend, correct?
Say again?
Was King of Trios this past weekend?
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was actually streamed. So, in fact, they got it turned around on VOD just amazingly.
So I, you know, involved with our site, obviously, you know, Twitter, the news stuff, all that. I heard nothing about Chikara the entire weekend. It was almost completely, and no offense to those guys because they do great buzzworthy shows. And one of the cool things about in the past these Chikara shows is that they have these very unique teams and get all these things where all of a sudden you see something on Twitter like, oh, guess who is teaming here? People are like, wow, that sounds really cool. I just remember when X-Pac went back years ago and that was like kind of a big buzzworthy thing. I wonder if it hurt them running the same weekend as Bola because everyone's attention seemed to be focused to the west of the show they couldn't see, as opposed to maybe this one that they could see. I wonder about that because you know, news wise and results wise, I got nothing in about it all weekend.
I think they were showing up a little bit. I think it was a little more niche this year in that there were so many women involved and you had the Joshi teams who are awesome. But I think maybe that may have not been able to resonate. And I just don't think the word got out well enough because I think if anybody saw Chuck Taylor in the pants that he was wearing, which were straight out of my mother's collection from the 70s. I think Wilona may have worn them on Good Times. If they would have seen that, they would have bought the show, as well as seeing some of the talent that was going to be on there. X-Pac, obviously, and Billy Gunn coming back to do some stuff. So there were people there, but there was no Demolition this year. I don't think there weren't some trigger names. And I think, like, with X-Pac and Billy Gunn, I don't think, you know, I'm not even sure if they were advertised or not. I would have assumed that they were, but I guess they're just, that was the problem. The word didn't get out well enough, and that's a little bit disappointing because I think Chikara does a lot of things so well, and how they their presentation and some of the comics and some of the goofy things that they do, I think they do a great job reaching out. It's just having more tentacle reach to get out there and really get into people and show them some of the interesting things that they do. But we'll talk about this when we come back from break. Kenny, I know you're on the line, and we want to speak to the rest of you as well. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. UFC CM Punk coming up, too. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add four more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, everybody, we're back. Just like Josh Nason is, Mike Sempervivi here too. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. It's Labor Day. We're working. I'm always working, so I don't care about Labor Day. Every day is a holiday to me when I'm working, because that's how much I like to work. At least that's what Brian has demanded that we say, at least to me, Josh. I don't know how it works for you.
Working nonstop, 24/7, 365, or as a UFC fighter Corey Anderson does, I think it's Beastin 25/8. Is that his nickname?
Because he's just putting in that much extra work.
Yeah, somehow he's created more times in the day. He's a time vortex creator. Figured all that stuff out.
Yeah, found the new day's time machine or whatnot. But gonna take it to the phone lines. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. He's been holding forever, so I want to welcome Kenny in Galveston to the show. Kenny, how are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, 2 days in a row. That's not bad at all.
Yeah, leading off. You know, some other guy used to lead off, but I'm happy when I'm hosting this show that you are. We have a big drastic separation between the Brian and Mike-led shows.
Well, I'm going to try not to pull Ryan in Cumberland, Maryland, but I do have a couple of questions, one wrestling-related and one MMA-related. The first is wrestling involving Cody Runnels possibly going to TNA or Ring of Honor. In fact, I've been in social media kind of going through and discussing it with people about, you know, what the situation is. And my opinion is he is probably better off going to Ring of Honor just because, one, the exposure, and, two, the solid work rate. Whereas in TNA, yeah, he could get, you know, the same thing, but you'd have to work a lot more indie shows. And I figured, you know, with the way Ring of Honor has been as far as, like, a solid structured company, you know, he can go to Japan, too, which will help increase his exposure. And as far as the UFC one, CM Punk and the fact that he supposedly gained 200 pounds, I think that's what I've heard. How will that affect, you know, where he stands as far as weight class and fighting style as far as his first fight? And that's about all I have on that. And hope you guys enjoy your Labor Day.
Wait, Kenny, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Where did you hear? How much weight did CM Punk put on? Because the weight class you have him fighting at, he's fighting the McGuire twins.
I've heard that he's around 200 pounds. This was on Twitter.
Oh, okay. Right. I thought you said he put on 200 pounds. I was going to say he's fighting Roy Nelson.
Come to think of it, I did kind of said it like that. But, yeah, that's going around. Like, what weight division would he fit in if he's in that 200-pound limit, I guess you can say.
Whichever for me, and we'll take that one first. Kenny, I want to thank you very much for the call. I want to take the MMA first just to say that if whatever local organization that has got anything, that's where he can fight. And no matter what weight he wants to fight at. In the UFC, it's 170, I guess. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know how things are going to go this weekend, and I'm happy for him. I'm glad he's able to do what he wants to do. It was like when Batista did it. Cool. I mean, it takes a set to go through the training. You know, people don't even make it through that, normal people, and he almost didn't either in his age and his body and all that stuff. But I think if this isn't one and done, I will be shocked.
So I think what he was referring to was Punk was joking around, I believe, on the press call last week, saying he was over 200 pounds or something around that. He's not. I mean, he's going to be pretty close to that 170 mark anyway. And I can't imagine the weight cut is going to be a big thing. I think he's probably getting in pretty good shape and should be good to go. But yeah, seeing all the clips. He's nowhere near.
And even if
pounds.
he could put on weight, that's the worst thing he could do because he's getting beat up at 185 too. I mean, the more he goes up, the less, you know, the less with, if you don't have heavy hands and I don't know, but it doesn't really matter. I think the whole thing is moot anyway. But we'll see. And again, you know, all credit due to him. There's gonna be a lot of talk with him on our site coming up, Josh. And then we'll end up talking about that as we go along too. As far as the wrestling, question went. You want to take that first?
Yeah. So Cody Rhodes, he's referring to on last night's being Sunday's Wrestling Observer Radio. Dave was talking about a conversation he had with Cody. You can actually read the recap of that on the site, or if you're a subscriber, you can actually listen to the audio, even better. So Cody, very interestingly said he is going to be able to work both ROH, which he already had essentially announced he's going to be a Final Battle coming up in December, that one of their big pay-per-views to end the year, as well as work with TNA. And it's interesting because you don't have a lot of guys. I don't know if any guys actually work both. I'm sure there may be some off the top of my head, but someone of this caliber, a name value, someone's going to work both shows. It's very unusual. So how is he going to do that? Well, he's got a non-exclusive contract with both, so he can work with both. So the question now is, A, is he going to be on TV, obviously with TNA, it's safe to assume he would be on TV. Otherwise, you know, what are they using him for? They don't do house shows or anything like that. So that's one thing. But two, what name is he going to use? Because right now we cannot use Cody Rhodes on TV. He can use it on the indies. That's an interesting thing. And also, this guy being able to say, hey, I can work both shows and do whatever I want. He turned into a guy. It's amazing. He turned into a guy who nobody cared about as Stardust in WWE. And he's done, like, whoever's guiding him on this stage of his career, I think, is doing an excellent job. Because he's basically got all that WWE stink off him. And now he's kind of this buzzworthy indie darling, working Bola, working these shows, working against interesting guys. He's got like 4 dates coming up this weekend. You know, Johnny Gargano's in that mix. Chris Hero's in that mix. He's basically doing it the right way. It's a fascinating thing to see. But, you know, going with TNA and ROH, as long as he's not getting that bad TNA vibe, and I guess we'll give Billy Corgan the benefit of the doubt, it's very interesting to see what he's doing with his career. Fascinating guy, and he's making some money, I'm sure.
I got to be honest, if I'm with him, I don't sign with anybody. I'm like Alberto Del Rio was that last time around. He's one of those guys where do not lock yourself down to anything. Hearing about him and Shibata in New Japan pretty much gave me a fabulous erection. I'm not going to lie. It really, really did. And the thoughts of that just make me so incredibly happy. But we'll take it to the phone calls right now again. And I hope to remain happy. We'll see. Caller, are you there?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Toss up. How are you, Ryan?
Good. My question is about Mick Foley. You know how much hot water he is, and for that tweet that he did promoting the DK against Jeff Hardy, Matt Hardy match, because I heard he could be in some trouble, or will they just try to embarrass him, or is it maybe just like one strike out of three against them, do you think?
Honestly, I thank you very much for the call. I would probably think that if anything, he got his hand slapped, I'm sure by somebody. It may not even be in a big way, but somebody going like, come on, man, you know, or maybe they didn't even pay attention at all. It wouldn't take much for them to embarrass him anyway. So I don't think that, you know, as far as like making him look foolish or something like that. I mean, they could. I don't think they do it right now because of the Holy Foley show and all that stuff. And Mick's going to Mick, you know, that's what he's going to do. And I'm sure it's not that big of a deal. They hyped when he was in TNA and he came out with his book. It was promoted on the WWE website. I don't know if you remember that, Josh, but I mean, with him, I don't think it'll really matter too much.
Yeah, I think basically he was kind of saying he was trying to put up this ad for this Days of the Dead event he's doing in Louisville. He put up the wrong one. I mean, look. The vast majority of people probably don't care one bit that he put this up, other than the fact it's buzzworthy because he put up a quote-unquote competitor's ad. Look, it's a wrestling ecosystem. If WWE's that worried about, then, you know, they have much bigger things to worry about, especially kicking off the Kevin Owens title reign, right, which starts tonight.
Yes, it does. And we're going to be pushing up. We got a little longer in that first break, so we're going to be cutting a little bit short in this one. And we're going to be getting into Raw tonight, and I'll think about bringing up the 5-point preview. I think it drives me absolutely nuts when Brian runs through just a bunch of nonsense. Unfortunately, there's always a bunch of nonsense on Raw, seemingly every week, too. And, Josh, I know we talked about it a little bit last week when everything went down with Kevin Owens, but, you know, I am a man of hope. And if you're going to start this thing right off the bat, do you I guess quickly, how do you do it? And how do you separate he and Triple H? Or do you?
Well, the one thing to keep in mind about tonight is traditionally it's a very low-rated show. I look back to last year's Labor Day show, and it was down 13% from the prior week, if I remember right. So that's a big question going into tonight is, like, are really a lot of people going to see it? Is the show going to be newsworthy at all, and how do you do this? So unfortunately for KO, is probably not a ton of people are going to see his debut, but you got to put him out strong, and hopefully it doesn't play secondary to the Triple H mystery, as it were. So I think that's what we're going to see first is how that's going to really tell us a lot. How is the Owens title reign begin put up against Triple H returning? What's put up higher? And I think we have a sinking feeling what the answer is going to be.
A little later on, we're going to be talking about UFC 203 coming up. But this past weekend, I had nothing to say about it really yesterday. I don't know if you do. Anything we learn anything at all from UFC in Hamburg?
Watch the top 3 fights, and that's it. I thought Josh Barnett and Arlovski was entertaining to watch. I thought Ryan Bader surprised a lot of people by knocking out Ilir Latifi. I thought the exact opposite. And Alexander Gustafsson got back in there. Didn't exactly look amazing in his return, but, you know, off for about a year, came back and got on the winning track. I don't know. A lot of people seem to think that would be great if he and Ian John Jones had a rematch in order to qualify to get a UFC light heavyweight title shot. But we'll have to see. But overall, yeah, the rest of the show was not a lot to watch. I wouldn't say it's hot garbage, but it is.
This was the show. I don't know if you heard me describe it this way. It was, remember when Dana, after every show in 2008, 2009, people asked him, when are you coming to our town? He'd go, man, we're at some point, we're coming to your town. This was one of those where it's like, all right, we came to your town. You know, we're going to have some Swedish guys because we're in Europe. And it was what it was. But hear the music coming up right there. We're going to talk about a little bit of a bigger show than that, UFC 203. Got some callers on the line, too, as well. If you'd like to join them, 1-800-878-PLAYS the number, 1-800-878-7529. It's Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And now today's gardening tip. Over 50% of the country is experiencing drought conditions. Wilt from drought and summer stress can severely damage lawns and ornamental plants and dramatically reduce yields for commercial farms and home vegetable gardens. Not to mention the average cost of water has increased 48% since 2010. Lawn care professionals, golf course superintendents, and sports field managers have found an effective product to maintain great-looking plants with less water that is now also available to homeowners. And now a word from Hydrotain.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydrotain and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydrotain is an environmentally responsible solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydrotain. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. The mighty Fender Telecaster. Though used to devastating effect by numerous guitarists, there are a handful of rock heavyweights that have thoroughly rinsed the full potential of this venerable model over the decades. Muddy Waters, Keith Richards, Jimmy Page, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Gilmour, Mark Knopfler, and George Harrison, to mention a few. For the full Telecaster story, join me over at Focus on Rock.
It's time to do what you love, and Guitar Center can help at the Labor Day Savings Event with up to 30% off guitars, amps, drums, keys, DJ, and more. Get a Martin Dreadnought or Auditorium Acoustic Electric Guitar, your choice, just $449. Select Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one pack and get one for a penny, or 20% off all Williams Digital Pianos. And don't forget to grab your copy of The List in-store with deals on major brands too low to advertise. Summer may end, but your music doesn't have to. Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event, going on now, in-store and online.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I am Mike Sempervivi in the big boy chair for Brian Alvarez today. Josh Nason joining me. Josh, magnets, how do they work?
You want to call it the magnet grab bag segment?
I like it.
So we'll take it behind the scenes. I texted Mike and I said, I got one thing on my mind right now. Juggalos. He was very intrigued. So here we go. I was thinking about...
I didn't know you were from Indiana.
No, well, there's a lot of things you don't know about me.
Fago?
I was thinking about Bola, and I was thinking about the ability to, you know, what other wrestling shows would I like to, would it be interesting to see happen live? And we talked about Bola. And in the back of my mind, I was just thinking about this odd, weird conglomerate of matches that is, that happens during the Gathering of the Juggalos event out there in the Midwest in Indiana, I believe, or Iowa, wherever it is, that they have, and everyone's
all throughout Michigan, everywhere.
Yeah, the one where it's like, you know, they had like, you know, Terry Funk wrestling at like 3 a.m. against Mick Foley back in the day, and like with a, you know, barbed wire all around, all this weird stuff, and the people using
with any dude that they could randomly have showing up, like Moondog Rex and Bill Dundee, and just like,
yeah, and just like the using flashlights instead of lights for the, I you hear about these shows that just kind of occur in a vacuum out there. I would think if just to be able to watch that once would be the most bizarre experience, and maybe after,
especially
one
if you stop by the drug bridge on the way to there.
It's very true. So maybe after a couple matches, be like, okay, this is good. I was just trying to think if there's any like events or tournaments or things like that that go on that we don't get a chance to see or get a chance to stream. That'd be kind of fun. So that's where Juggalos came up.
That's where it's, you know, it. I tell you, there is. God, we are not that far. It's not like we're a generation removed from like Jim Kettner's ECWA Super 8. And you know, it was more of an East Coast thing, obviously. But just where indies have always been strong. I mean, from, you know, all up and down the East Coast. I mean, every single part of the East Coast, you know, and Josh, you know that from being in all throughout New England. There's been a zillion promoters from over the years.
Yeah.
It's like New England and Georgia both, too. I think it's big disadvantage to have so many promoters and guys not working with each other and talent not being able to really blossom and grow. But, you know, the Midwest did a great job in being able to pump talent out. We do have places now where there's so much good stuff going on. You know, the I like to call them the SEC, Hales and the Hales gang and Frey and those guys in the Southeast who are almost, you know, single-handedly spreading the gospel of some of those groups. And like this AWE4 show or whatever it was called, the Mr. Hughes group. And that was just like, I had a blast watching that on YouTube, let alone all the other good regular shows that are going on down there. You have in the Midwest, both AIW and AAW, the Johnny Gargano, I guess, leg group in Ohio, and then AAW in Chicago, which is awesome. Shimmer running in Chicago, obviously, at the Berwyn Eagles Club. You have PWG, which only runs a couple shows out in California, but there are, you know, groups there. Obviously, the ones in the Northeast, Maryland Championship Wrestling has been around now forever, really well run. There's just so much of it right now, and there's so much good young talent. I brought up some of the names and their ages yesterday on the show. It is a good time right now as far as the blossoming of talent and the seeds being laid, if these guys' bodies can hold up, obviously, you know, into the future. And, you know, AAW and Dr. Keith, you know, you can't go wrong there. Who needs to be on this show soon?
So it's funny you mentioned that. I actually was checking my email during the break, and for those that heard so much buzz about the sequence that took place between Jeff Cobb and Matt Riddle during Bola, those two guys are actually going to have a match at an AAW event coming on September 16th at the Marionette Park, Illinois for AAW, and tickets are available. I just happened to see that as we are a wrap break, and Chris Hero versus Phoenix is going to be on that show. But I remember Dave talking so much about how this Cobb Riddle sequence during that big tag match on Sunday was just so much fun, and everyone's going crazy. I'm sure they're going crazy for everything, but chance to actually see that match play out in person, I thought that was kind of cool and very very timely.
I'm obviously partial to Dr. Keith, but you know, those AEW shows really do kick ass. Again, it's and it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody who is up on independent wrestling right now with some of the names, I mean, that are out there. My God, we're losing Gargano and Ciampa and some of these other guys, and I'm not saying we won't miss a beat, but we have this whole other set of guys who are kind of making their names, and with the Lucha guys, with the guys coming over from England, it is a pretty good time right now. In the world of the K-Fabulous arts. And speaking of K-Fabulous, we should go back to the phone lines here too. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, because he's been holding for a while. Jim in Virginia. Jim, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Fantastic.
Mike, I did some search on my Comcast cable the other day, and we actually can, if you get the Spanish package, you can get CML on a station called MX four times a weekend.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's, yeah, MX 52, I think is, Canal 52, I think is what the channel is. But, yeah, it's everybody's station lineups are a little bit different, but that's been one of the good things about the expanded cable and people having the ability with broadband and all those sorts of things, because usually as a part of those Spanish language packages, you also get WAPA, which I think in some cities, you know, like in New York and stuff like that, where there's a high Puerto Rican population, the channel actually becomes over the air, but that's also a place where you get a chance to see World Wrestling Council. And I'm not saying that everybody should rush out or do that, but, you know, with Cologne, and you see some guys from the States. Remember Big Andy from Tough Enough? He was one of the guys that was down there. Probably a bad example to use if you want to, hey, the stars to tune in and things like that. But, you know, that is an option for you when you do get some of those packages, which is cool. But
now, we understand it. Paige has asked for her release. Is that correct?
I don't know that for sure, but that has been a rumor, and I could see that being very much possible, yes.
Well, let me ask you this now. If she gets released, they're going to put the 90-day non-compete clause on her, right?
If I'm WWE, and I'm not saying that this was right or anything, but if I'm WWE, I'm holding the heat to her for a while, and I'm making her no-compete longer, because she has got a contract that I think, if reported correctly, goes for years. So this isn't like Alberto Del Rio, where she had an option and was looking to get out and had 30 or 60 or 90 days or anything like that. So if it's not 90 days, it's going to be longer. That's what I would say. Now, you could just cut bait and go, okay, 30 or 60, and that's it. I don't think from how this whole thing sounds, and as messy as it possibly could get with the he said, she said stuff, that it wouldn't be longer. Josh, I don't know if you have any thoughts into this as well, too, but this is a, you know, God knows, this is a lot of just throwing stuff back and forth. And unless we get a lawsuit or something where Paige is claiming, you know, what MSL is saying, which is, you know, they told me to dump my boyfriend, which leads into, you got a different situation going on there. But that's really jumping to conclusions here.
Yeah, this is something else that that Dave talked about a little bit last night on Observer Radio. I you know, if they do end up releasing her, coming to terms, and it's a 90-day, I mean, I think that's fine. What is there really that much of a buzz factor of her going out? I mean, it could be a Cody Rhodes situation where if she wants to start working all over the place and become this female indie darling, I guess you could try to do that. I don't really see it with her, but I don't know. I guess it all depends. Does she really want to be like a really great pro wrestler, or maybe this whole that stupid Total Diva stuff, maybe that became too intoxicating and she'd rather be seen as maybe a star instead of a great wrestler. I don't know. I really don't know that much. I really followed that much about her, really kind of get a sense of her outside of what we see on TV.
Well, I tell you, she was made her name as far as a wrestler in Shimmer, so that would be the obvious place for her to go.
Jim, well, thank you very much for the call. Right. Yeah, I mean, it is. She'd probably make more money in Japan. I mean, her going over there would probably be a little bit of a big deal. But I, you know, who knows? She also seems like the type that wouldn't have a problem mixing it up with men either, and basically appearing more on indie shows. Who knows? I don't know. And this whole thing could get sloppy. I think the bigger thing, and no offense to Paige, is, you know, Alberto Del Rio and what his value is going to be, and can he build himself back up on the indie scene? He was the darling. Cody Rhodes is certainly the darling right now, and there's plenty of other darlings here in the Osprey class and in other classes that are out there as well. I know, Sal, I know you're on the line. We'll get to you here in a moment, but I would be wrong if I didn't bring up UFC 203, which is right up Mr. Nason's field, wheelhouse, mixed martial arts, the Josh Nason's Punch-Out Show. Josh, UFC 203, I know it's going to be a big week on the site leading into the show, and CM Punk and all of the attention that is bringing, both pro and con. How do you feel about everything right now going into the show and with Stipe fighting and defending the heavyweight championship and some other good stuff actually on this card with Uriah Faber on there with Andrade and Calderwood, which I think is going to be good, with Fabricio Werdum and Travis Brown, which, you know, they both have something to fight for. You know, where does this show stand right now? How do you think it'll do? And is it being overshadowed too much by the any possible negativity of Punk being on there?
It's completely the CM Punk show. There's no doubt about that. And we're going to have a good indication this week on our site of whether Punk still matters to wrestling fans. And I think that's a big question for a lot of us on the site right now. We're doing a bunch of stuff this week, almost every day starting tomorrow. So it is, it's a big week for us, but I don't know. I think, you know, it we'll see if this, you know, back again, December 2014 is when this was first announced. And here we are in September 2016, we're finally going to see this happen. And he's not doing a lot of promos. Obviously, he has said he doesn't want that to be a big focus and kind of, you know, moving on from the pro wrestling aspect of that. This is just kind of his game. And now he's basically a rookie MMA fighter getting there for the first time against someone who's very capable of beating him on the same level, if not obviously a lot higher, having given the training, the fact he's fought in the UFC. I think that's a big, big thing as well. So, I mean, the fact that Stipe Miocic is fighting in his hometown for the first time and you know, the first Cleveland champion, if you want to tag that on him too, against a real threat in Alistair Overeem, I think that's being completely overshadowed. No one really seems to care about Werdum Brown because originally it was supposed to be Ben Rothwell, but Rothwell got hurt. Travis Brown just got dusted in his last fight against Cain Velasquez. So the card itself, there's interesting parts of it, but really the focus has been on CM Punk. I didn't even realize Uriah Faber was on this show until today. So it is it's an interesting show for a lot of reasons, but I think 99% of those reasons right now are focused on Phil Brooks.
Do you think if Stipe gets put right on his rear end and gets put out, that there's any extra pressure on Hugh Jackson and RG3 in Cleveland the next day in Philadelphia?
I mean, I think the bigger pressure is on LeBron James and the Cavaliers for the season. If Stipe loses, I mean, they might just go 0-82. You just don't know. Too much too much mental headspace, you know? Just too many bad things up there.
Of course. And I did. Speaking of bad things, you know, when you screw up your callers' names, who are nice enough to call in to 1-800-878-PLAY, that's never good, too. Instead of Sal, we'll actually go one step ahead in the alphabet and go with Sam. And Sam, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Not too bad, except for the head injuries. And much like Dave's picture proves, you know, we don't have a policy of any wellness over at the site.
Yeah, so I was just calling to talk about some Lucha Libre very quickly, specifically the CMLL anniversary show and the AAA Triple Mania show. Now, I know you said yesterday you saw the CMLL show. Did you get to see Triple Mania?
I have not yet, no.
Okay, well, you know, while I will say that I thought there was probably better wrestling on the anniversary show, I thought the Triple Mania show was more fun to watch and as a spectacle, especially with the main event, with them having a year build towards Psycho Clown and Dr. Wagner. It made it seem like a really big deal. And one thing I was curious about was, now with Triple Mania, I was able to watch it live for $29.99 iPay-per-view, but with the anniversary show, I had to wait until it was on YouTube. Now, I remember Dr. Lucha saying that they were doing this because they were worried it would affect their live gate. But now, for someone like me, and I'm sure there are at least got to be a few thousand fans like me who would have probably paid the $29.99 to see the anniversary show live. And don't you think that they're kind of hurting themselves in revenue by only
I will answer that for sure, actually, in full when we get back from the break, because you got the music playing right now. But that's a very interesting question that I do want to get to right after the break. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Mike Sempervivi and Josh Nason here with you. Sam, sorry I had to rush you off the phone right there, but I do want to answer your question. In past years, I have tried to order Triple Mania over pay-per-view. It has been an absolute disaster. It 2 years ago was most certainly a disaster. So I'm always very wary on them. If everybody else orders it and later on at some point, I will too. I'll rush to do it if it's something interests me more, but there really wasn't anything on this thing I had to rush and go see. When it comes to CMLL for the past several years, it was available for free on Claro. Or they would have the match and then they wouldn't be able to see the main event because they were worried. You know, they do a lot of walk-up business. You know, they can range 17,000 people down to sometimes 10,000 a couple years ago for one of their shows. So different, a little bit of a different scenario. I didn't mind the turnaround, especially at only $2.99. My thing is I wish I'd be able to rent it or be able to buy it for a little bit longer. Josh, sorry, I ran through right there. What's up?
You follow me on Twitter, JOSHNASON. Coming up this week on Josh Nason's Punch-Out, the one and only John Pollock, and also on Netflix, Jake the Snake Roberts documentary. Watch it if you can this weekend. I know it's pretty good.
How's that? We didn't have enough time. We should probably do this again, maybe even tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.